in the vestibule, there are forms to fill out contact information. And even if your information hasn't changed in 20 years, then we do ask that you please fill that out. There are several reasons, but among them, if there is a unexpected change of schedule or something and there's a need to contact all of our parishioners, if these forms aren't turned in, then we will not be able to contact you. So do please fill out these forms and give them to one of the priests or sisters. The monthly holy hour will be this coming Thursday, February 13th. And of course, we're very encouraged to attend a very wonderful time to offer reparation to our Lord, who said, "Do not watch 1 hour with me." With the holy season of Lent coming, a very pertinent topic is spiritual reading. This is something that is almost essential to our spiritual well-being. And in this regard, a few announcements. We have in the vestibule a book sale. There are many different books that the sisters have acquired, and these are for sale. And we also have, as you well know, our parish library downstairs. And besides for these, if you are looking for a particular book or even don't see something that is appealing, we suggest that you take a look at the Mary Immaculate Queen Center website. The CMRI sisters have many, many books, spiritual books available for sale. And again, this is something that ought to be a part of our life. Twice in the Gospels during the Christmas season, the Gospel according to St. Luke says about our Blessed Mother, and she kept these things and pondered them in her heart. She kept the words of our Lord and beautiful things about our faith, and this ought to be us as well. Do we fill our heads, do we fill our brains with good and beautiful things? And one of the chief ways we can do this is by spiritual reading. You may note that the Mass schedule this week is a little bit different, but we do ask you to pick up a copy of your weekly bulletin. Make yourself aware of the Mass schedule as well as several other announcements. The epistle that is read for Septa Jason on Sunday is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. "Brethren, do you not know that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? So run as to obtain it. And everyone in a contest abstains from all things, and they indeed receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable. I therefore so run, not as without a purpose. I so fight as not beating the air. But I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps after preaching to others I myself should be rejected. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, for the rock was Christ. Yet with most of them, God was not well pleased." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. "At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, 'Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just.' So they went. And again he went about the sixth and about the ninth hour and did as before. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing and said to them, why do you stand here all day idle? They said to him, because no man has hired us. He said to them, go you also into my vineyard. But when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first. Now when they of the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they would receive more. But they also received each his denarius. And on receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, these last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us, who have borne the burden of the day's heat. But answering one of them, he said, friend, I do thee no injustice. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. I choose to give to this last, even as to thee. Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or art thou envious, because I am generous? Even so, the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Mary Immaculate Queen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we typically know what is good for us. We typically know what we need to do. But we have this terrible human inclination to either studiously ignore it or come up with every possible excuse to not accomplish it. For a long time, the bishop had a funny little newspaper clipping on his refrigerator. There was this man in a doctor's office. He was maybe a little overweight. And the caption was, less food and more exercise, and you call yourself a doctor. And the simple truth is that we know many, many of the things we do. Among them is exercise. And St. Paul this morning gives us this simile. He compares us and our spiritual life to runners and running a race. And this is it's a very powerful and very pertinent simile here. There are many, many similarities that we could find that especially someone who's perhaps into exercise or into running could come up with more. But one of the hardest things about exercise is starting. It's that first terrible step. And there we know that it's Newton's first law of motion, or the law of inertia. A body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest stays at rest. And this is very much our own human tendency. So this first step is the hardest. But in a manner of speaking, it is the most important. How many times do we say, we'll do it tomorrow? And amazing, shocking, tomorrow actually never comes. We have to begin today. We have to do it right now. And if these things are true in a psychological or even a physical sense, they are even more, they are true in a spiritual sense. Waking ourselves out of tepidity or out of spiritual laziness is the first important step. But there's another important step here that is very much related, and that is proper and prompt diagnosis. If we reach a point with our health that is critical, then in a manner of speaking, it's too late, or at least it's going to be extremely difficult, nearly impossible to get ourselves back into a healthy state. Again, this is true with the spiritual life. If we find our soul in what would be a critical state, a state of habitual mortal sin, it is going to be so difficult to make ourselves start that climb back to health. Not impossible, but very difficult. So the earlier we confront this, the earlier we diagnose, the better. So for those that might find themselves in a state of crisis, the first important step is a good confession. Humble ourselves. Think of our sins. Find that contrition in our hearts. Make a good confession. But hopefully, we're not in a state of spiritual crisis. But we still have to diagnose ourselves. Are we really as healthy as we can be? Are we active? To use St. Paul's example, are we running the race, or are we just sort of limping along? Are we distracted and just sort of walking? Some indications of whether we have a healthy and active spiritual life are, first, do we pray? Do we pray our daily rosary? Are we faithful to morning and to night prayers? Do we make a habit of reviewing our catechism? Do we learn the truths of our faith? Is spiritual reading a part of our life? Do we come to Mass whenever we are able, or even maybe make visits to the Blessed Sacrament? These are some very strong indications that we do have a healthy spiritual life, and we need to maintain that. We have to give our very best. This is not a trophy we're after. This is not some cash prize. This is eternity. This is our eternal happiness or damnation. Another aspect of a race, we have to pace ourselves. We know very well the story of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise was going as reasonably fast as it could. Slow, maybe compared to others, but the hare, on the other hand, blew away, fell asleep, and lost the race. That is, in our spiritual life, we have to be consistent. Even though we become tired, we carry on. Even though we might be battered by wind and by rain, we carry on. That is, in our spiritual life, when we don't feel pious, we're spiritually tired, it seems like God might be far away. Nevertheless, we continue. When the world tempts us, or our circumstances seem to overwhelm us, we don't stop. And even more, we do our very best to not even slow down. We continue. But every so often in a marathon, there might be these checkpoints where volunteers are handing out water to the thirsty runners. And my dear friends in Christ, one of these checkpoints for us is the holy season of Lent. This is a golden opportunity for us to gather our strength, to refresh ourselves with that spiritual water, grace. We have to do this from time to time, otherwise we won't make it to the end. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, our Lord says, unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish. Unless we take time aside, work on our spiritual selves, do a little bit of penance, we're not going to have the strength to make it to the finish line. This is why we have this holy season of Lent, to give us that strength. And we start preparing right now. We have the violet vestments. The church is telling us, okay, get ready. We're not quite to Lent, but we ought to be thinking. We ought to be preparing. And by the way, the first Saturday of Lent, there will be a Lenten Day of Recollection. This will be given by Father Benedict Hughes, who is a very experienced, very talented speaker and director of souls. So what a beautiful opportunity. The first Saturday of Lent, 28th. We ought to start our Lent well. I cannot strongly enough suggest that we set aside time. Make this Saturday available. Come to the day of retreat. Because our Lord said also in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 11, come to me, all you who labor and are weary, and I will refresh you. You will find rest for your souls. If we want to make it, we need to take these breaks, so to say. We need to gather our strength. We need to come to our Lord. We need that time of quiet in the desert. Our Lord prepared for his public life by a time of quiet, a time of fasting, a time of prayer. And this is why we observe the holy season of Lent. And in commemoration, in following the example of our Lord, we ought to have this time ourselves. I cannot suggest strongly enough also that we, as best we can, we turn off our phones, we turn off our tablets, our computers. The world doesn't need us to be tuned into its drama. The world will go on, whether we know about the news and what's going on in the world. We need this time aside. We need to spend time in the wilderness with our Lord alone. So my dear friends in Christ, let us, as we run this race, do our very best. Make sure that we aren't walking or even jogging, that we are running. We are doing the very best that we can. We take advantage of the little breaks, the checkpoints. We make the best Lent that we have made yet in our life. We renew our prayer life. Make spiritual reading a habit. Make it a part of our life. Let us say with St. Paul that we are running so as to obtain the prize. We know why we are running. We know what our purpose is. It's not a perishable crown. It is eternity. An eternity of happiness, an eternity of rest with our dear Lord and all of the blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.